Blog Talk Radio.
I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can, come on, let him know. I give myself away. I give myself away. So you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embrace this? Come on, tell me. Here I am.
Here I am.
Come on, tell him one more time.
I give myself.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. Woo-hoo. It is Women's Day Thursday. Excuse my tone. My allergies is kicking my butt, but I have a job to do, and I will continue to push through. First, give honor to God, who's the head of my life. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer. The scripture for this morning is Psalms 37. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither, like the green plants, and they will soon die away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pastures. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I read Psalms 37, 1 through 4. All the red bleeding will send a blessing to the readers and the doers of this word. Father God, I ask you to come on the show. Have your way through the woman of God. Let her pray more of you. Speak through your vessel. Let the ones that need to hear, hear. Let her have a word from her belly for every woman that's listening in, including men, that she still has a job to do. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Just want to give a shout-out to some of the countries that's listening in. Of course, the United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Zimbabwe, Nigeria, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Russia, Mexico, United Kingdom, Hungary, Thailand, Romania, France, the Netherlands, India, Ireland, South Korea, Japan. Thank you guys for tuning in. We know that you can't openly praise God. But know this, on this side of the globe, we are praying and interceding for you. You're not in this fight by yourself. We are here. Don't worry. Keep trusting in God. You might can't openly praise God. You might can't even carry your Bible. But you have family on this side that's doing all of that for you. We pray for you. Please don't give up. Continue to fight the good fight. And know that God is in full control. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. We'll be going to musical break, and we'll be right back.
I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Yeah, I love you, Jesus. I worship adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration to you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. Thank you. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Yeah.
I lift my hand in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you,
my cloud.
Welcome back, welcome back. I love you, Jesus, more than anything. One of my favorite songs about Anita Wilson. How much do you love the Lord? Do you truly love him? Or are you just saying something to hear yourself talk? It's a difference. You must understand that the Lord listens and he pays attention to you. You're not in this fight by yourself. Remember, that's the first thing the enemy wants you to think. Because the first thing you attack is your mind. That's why it's very critical that you continue to keep your armor on. Do not lose focus on what you're doing. Keep holding on because God has a purpose in you. You're not in this fight by yourself. You're not alone. God is well able. He knows your future because remember, he created you. But keep your armor of God on. Don't take it off, not even when you're sleeping, because that's even more so when the devil comes in and tries to trick you in your mind. We are not going to prolong the time. The woman of God is on, and I'm not going to delay her time to give the word on today. I'm excited about what God has in store, what he has put in her belly. Get your pen and your paper together. Get ready to eat spiritually. Get ready to learn. I'm super excited. Good morning, Prophetess Reed. How are you?
Good morning, Apostle. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Look, the floor is yours. I'm ready to eat. I have my pen and paper, my Bible. I'm just excited about this morning. The floor is yours.
Oh, to God be all the glory and praise. He's worthy of it all. God, thank you for this morning. You brought us together. Coming before you, almost we know how, but boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Lord, ask that you look upon us and have mercy. We repent of our sins, anything that was said, done, or should have been done that was not done, Lord. We ask for your forgiveness. Lord, I decrease so you can increase so your work can come forth in the power that you have made it to be. God, get all the glory from this. Touch the hearts and minds of your people to receive and accept what thus says the Lord. Lord, I flow in the Holy Spirit and not in my spirit. My flesh sits down. My will sits down. And I bow before you because there's none other God like you. I pray that needs will be met. I pray that it will open the minds of your people to receive wisdom and guidance and be encouraged, because the race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but it's the one who endures to the end shall be saved. And Lord, we thank you for this opportunity. Bless Apostle, God, in her obedience to even reach it out to me, God. To a prayer I prayed to you that she knew nothing about it, but you knew and your Holy Spirit does. And I thank you for this opportunity and time again. In Jesus' name I pray. And Lord, I say amen, amen. Going forth, and the main scripture that we're coming from is from John 15:15. Henceforth I tell you not servants. I'm sorry. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servants know not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Servants is a definition of this. One that serve others, especially a person hired to perform household or personal services. But there's a difference in a friendship when it's a spiritual friendship connection with Christ. And it is said as this, friendship that is rooted in Christ for the purpose of growing in Christ. The basis of spiritual friendship is a shared relationship with Jesus Christ. The purpose of spiritual friendship is a common commitment to help one grow in Christ-likeness. Our friends should be of the household of faith. We have a problem with criticizing each other when the other one falls instead of praying for that individual and encouraging that individual, because none of us is short. We all are short of the glory of God, meaning that we make mistakes. We may fall. But if you fall, don't stay down in that mess. Repent and ask God for help, and God will come through. Why he will come through? Because he loves you. He loved you so much, according to John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that's an encouragement to you. And also to let you know that when we worship God, we got to worship God in spirit, because his word says, John 4:24, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And how are we able to worship God in his spirit? You have to have the Holy Spirit to be able to overcome, to be able to accomplish all that needs to be accomplished. And we have to go back to the Old Testament when it talks about 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and will heal their land. Who is God's people? We are God's people. Also, Matthew 6:33 reminds us, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. When you seek God first and you put God first in your life, that means in praying, that means in giving him thanks. No matter what you go through, you got to give him praise. You got to give him glory. Because remember, and I always teach my children this, and I remind myself that it could be worse. Somebody got it worse than you. But thank God for whatever I go through. I'm grateful and thankful because it could be worse. I'm still alive to give him praise. I'm still alive to give him glory because he's worthy of it. He's been better to me than I've been to myself or to anyone. He loved me first. He loved me before I even know how to love myself. When you grow up and go through things that you have gone through from childhood, whether it's neglect or abuse, you don't love yourself. You reach out and try to love somebody else and don't understand how they reject you because you don't love yourself. You got to love yourself enough to take yourself out of a situation, to take yourself saying, hey, I deserve better than this. You got to encourage yourself. David always encouraged himself. And we got to encourage ourselves, even if you have to look in the mirror and tell yourself, hey, you can do better than this. Because his word says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Long as you got Christ and you got the strength of Christ, you got the Holy Spirit, you got the word, and when you don't understand the word, you ask God for wisdom. His words tell us in James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God to give it to all men liberally, upbraideth not, and it shall be given. And we got to remember that we got to reverence God in fear and know that he is God. There's none greater than God. Can't nobody do it but God. And there's another phrase I always use, but God. No matter what I go through, but God. There's a but in there that he's going to come through. I may be going through this and that, but it's not going to last always. I'm going to come out of this because you know what? I thank God for his word because his word is so encouraging. When you read it and get to know it and allow the Holy Spirit to teach it to you. Psalms 34:19 reminds us also, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. No matter what you're going through, God going to deliver you out of it. He didn't say all some things. He said he's going to deliver you out of all things. And I thank God for that word. I wanted to share with you also about the Holy Spirit. And what the Holy Spirit does for us. He's very important to have in our lives. And he's that friend that we need. And that encourager and that teacher. And it says, according to Isaiah 11:2-4, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall the judge, but the righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. We have to be careful with our words because life and death is in the power of our tongue. And also we look at John 14:26-31. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth. Because see, the world gave you stuff and then take it away. Hallelujah. Not as the world gives, I give it unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I've said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you will rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes to pass, but when it comes to pass, you might believe. And a lot of things the Lord has shared with us in this world has come to pass and still coming to pass. Also about the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Matthew 12:31 tells us, and so I tell you, every kind of sin and sinner can be forgiven, but blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. That is one sin that God will not forgive us for, blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. We cannot do that. Also, to encourage you also, and to reiterate about how we have to be there for our people who fall, to pray for them and to lift them up. And it tells us this in Romans 15:1, we who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Being with Christ is a sacrifice of humbling ourselves and listening to him, spending time with him, and encouraging ourselves by staying in the Word of God. And sometimes you have to look back and remember what all he brought you through, that if he did it, then he'll do it again. But we got to walk in a way, in a friendship. When you have a friend, you care about that friend. You love that friend. You encourage that friend. You communicate with that friend. We have friends that we no longer communicate with. We got friends that's no longer here. But one thing I want you to know and to be encouraged by, no matter what you go through, he will never forsake you and he will never leave you, even when you feel alone. It's something about that name Jesus, that name that is the name that saves. Jesus is that name that loves. Jesus is that name that gives you strength. Jesus is everything, and without him, we ain't nothing. We can't do nothing. We can't be nothing. He's our peace. He's the lover of our soul. He is God, and he is awesome, and he's amazing, and he is worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. Jesus is the answer to prayer. Jesus is safety. Jesus is protection. Jesus is everything that's good and everything that's great. Everything we do, we need to acknowledge him before we eat. Before we lay down to sleep, when we get up, when we drive, and when we live in, whatever we do, we need to acknowledge him. You work in a job that you're not satisfied with or a job that's not paying you enough, work it as if though you got that amount of money increased. You got to work it not unto men but unto God, and God will bless it. I also want to share with you also, I came across a story when I was reading in the Bible about Elijah, 2 Kings 4:42-43. A man come from Baal Shalishah, bringing the man of God 20 loaves of barley bread baked with the first ripe grain, along with some heads of new grain. And he meant to give it to the people to eat. This is what Elijah said. However, Elijah's servant said, how can I set this before 100 men? Now, take and recall that 20 loaves of bread to feed 100 men was not enough. But yet, Elijah tells him, and he answers his servant and says, give it to the people to eat, for this is what the Lord says. They will eat and have some left over. Then he said before them, and they ate and had some left over according to the word of the Lord. Now when you come into the New Testament of John 6:8-13, here we go. Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. Here's a boy with five small barley loaves and two small fish. But how far will they go among so many? Jesus says, have the people sit down. There was plenty of grass in the place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men was there, but there's no mention of the children and the women, but I'm sure they were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to the disciples, gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted. So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of five barley left over by those who had eaten. Here Elijah was given 20 loaves, and that wasn't enough to feed 100. But here we have Jesus, and they emphasize that those loaves were small, five loaves and two small fish. And he fed 5,000 men, not including the women and the children, and I'm sure they ate. And this brings me to this. John 10:10. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. This tells you that whatever you do and you keep Jesus as your friend and you live a life that's right before him because the Holy Spirit will keep you. The word of God will keep you. God will keep you. And you keep that communication line open. And you stay encouraged no matter what you're going through, illness, whatever it may be. You have to remember that it's not going to last. And be encouraged that he came, you will have life and have it more abundantly. And the amazing thing of all that is, look how he blessed that food like that. And it was way smaller than what happened in the Old Testament with the 20 loaves. And here is 5 small loaves. But he blessed 5,000. So whatever you have of God, God blesses the righteous things. What little you have, he blesses it. He allows it to expand. He allows it to overflow in such a way that they know you of God. As a single grandparent raising 2 grandchildren right now, when I look around and I look at my things, according to what the income I get, there's no way I should have what I have. But because I'm a child of God, and I'm doing my best to live right before God. And I seek him. And I had a communication line open with him. And I stay in his word as much as possible. And I wake up in the morning and I'm in the word and I'm thanking him. I go to bed before night and I'm in the word and I'm thanking him. I'm giving him glory and honor. I humble myself. I turn from my wicked ways. I ask him to guide me. I ask for the Holy Spirit to keep me. And he's blessed me so that it's overflowing. I don't have room to hold what I do have. But yet I'm grateful and thankful. I might not have everything that I want, but my needs are met. And I thank God for that. He is just, he's amazing, and he's awesome. And just remember that in Psalm 37, when it comes to his word, it says the steps of good men are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with her hand. I've been young, and now I'm old. You have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg of bed. He is merciful and lenient, and his seed, hallelujah, is blessed. So it goes beyond just us. But when you live right, it affects your entire bloodline. That means your children and your children's children, your children's children's children will be blessed. And I just thank God for his word and how amazing that he is. I thank God for this time of sharing. I pray that you have been blessed and encouraged and know that we are nothing without God. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Be blessed in Jesus' name, and I thank you.
Amen, amen. What stood out to me is that people don't understand you still have to encourage yourself. Even though you're encouraging other people, you still have to encourage yourself. Don't forget to thank God. Those two things stood out to me because we tend to forget that. We tend to forget that God woke us up this morning. That's the alarm clock. We tend to forget that we still can get up and feed ourselves. Or we can take a bath and don't have to have a sickness to take a bath. Or we can get up and walk out the door and don't have to get on a walk or a wheelchair and walk out the door. People forget. Yeah. They have that selective memory that God did all of this, not you.
Yeah.
God did all of this. Not you. He gave the opportunity to get it right one more time when he woke you up.
Yeah.
One more time. Father God, give back to your daughter what she gave out to your people. Bless her tremendously, her and her children, grandchildren, her businesses, and the opening doors that's going to happen for her in this season. Continue to guide her in the right direction. Continue to cover her with your blood. In Jesus' name, amen. Tell the people, prophets, how they can reach you, about your businesses, you have any books. Let the people know.
Well, you can reach me by my email, which is Y-O-Y-O, read, R-E-E-D, at live, which is spelled L-I-V, as in Victor E, .com, anytime. Also, I'm an intercessor. Need prayer. I will intercede before God for you and keep you in prayer. And I'm an encourager. I believe in encouraging whoever I come across to encourage you in the Lord and in your life. from somebody that came from a person being, felt like I kept my head in itself because my self-esteem was so low. But because God loved me and he taught me how to love myself, my goal is to teach and to encourage as many as I can. And when I encourage you, it ain't fake or it ain't phony. I encourage people from my heart. And I love on people when I see, because I have a compassion that God put in my spirit to have for his people. And not only his people, but the ones that are struggling to get to know him. I have a compassion for them as well. So that's the way to reach me. I do paparazzi jewelry, but I haven't got into it yet. But if you look on my Facebook page, you'll find me under Yolanda Reed. You will see my picture there. And if you want to contact me, you can contact me that way as well. And being encouragement to all of you, and stay encouraged and stay in that word as much as possible. And definitely pray.
Before you go, what would you like to tell the women of God? Because it is Women's Day Thursday, and
okay.
The title was Count on Me. What do you would like to leave to the women before you go? You can share your experience or your testimony. That's up to you. What specific thing you would like to share to the women that's out? Because you've been listening to it all over 30 countries. So what do you want to let the women know as encouragement? Because remember, some countries can't praise God like we can. They can't even walk out the house with their Bibles in their hand. You know, they can't walk in the door and say Jesus or shout like we can if the Holy Spirit hit us and we jump out the car and get the shout. They can't do that. But what would you like to tell them in the midst of all of that?
I want you to know that God is faithful, even in captivity like this, being denied the right to openly praise God. I want you to know, even if you have to do it in secret, God will reward you openly. Don't be discouraged, but be encouraged that God got you. And know that as you are women of God, you are rare, you're precious, you're beautiful regardless. God loves you, God got you, and no matter what you go through, just remember that you are a testimony for somebody to encourage the next person. A lot of things that we go through is not for ourselves, but it's to encourage others that God is real, and he will not forsake you, and he will keep you. To let you know that I went through an experience in my life with my oldest granddaughter and of how I got custody of her as a guardian, because my grandbaby, first her mom was neglecting and taking care of her, and she fell down a flight of stairs, and nothing was broken, thank God. Next time around, my daughter's so busy into her computer and to herself, she wasn't paying attention to the baby, and the baby ingested Tylenol 500 milligram pills. My God. I got home from work. The baby kept throwing up, couldn't figure out what's going on. I prayed to God, asked God what's going on, and I asked my daughter, and she said, well, she had these pills, and these pills were wet. I said, oh, my God, she digested. We got her to the hospital. She went straight into a coma. They said her liver was gone. She was not even 2 years old. We got her to the hospital. God went to church and kept interceding and kept praying. And they kept telling us she wasn't going to make it. She ingested more than what her body can handle. But kept praying, kept encouraging. Every time the doctors came, whose report will you believe? I will believe the report of the Lord. When they turned around and kept praying, I missed a day, and it's a good thing I missed a day because of seeing her, because she had swollen up so bad she was unrecognizable. But when I got there the next day, I could still see the marks where the swelling had went down. And they came in the room, and they said, we don't know how this happened, but this baby here is a miracle. We can't find a trace of that poison in her blood, and her liver is normal like as if this didn't even happen. But God, I turned on, and she took my phone the Hezekiah Walker song about All Right Now came on. Heal my body, and now I can tell I'm all right now. My grandchild is 13 years old and don't have that illness, no problem with living on her body, but God. God is faithful. Mm. You stay consistent and you stay faithful. And the joy of the Lord, that's your strength to get through whatever you got to get through. Mm. Just remember when it gets hard, call on Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Lord. No other name can you be saved by but the name of Jesus. I encourage you to love God and love yourself. And be a blessing and ask for wisdom every day on how you can be a blessing to someone else. How you can show love to someone else. How you can be there for someone else. And when you take care of God and God's people, God will take care of you. And that's what I have to say.
Amen. Amen. Remember, if you want to connect with the woman of God, excuse me, you can message her or you can text me at 346-419-2529 and say, Apostle, I want to talk to Prophetess Reed. It is not a problem. I would definitely connect you with the woman of God. Remember, we're about kingdom business, not about mess. Nobody's bigger than the next. But it's all about working and honoring God. So, again, remember the numbers, 346-419-2529, I'm sorry. If you want to connect, go back and hit the replay. She will be back on. I hope you guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. Remember the numbers, 563-999-3628. We're going to go to a musical break, and we'll be right back.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, babe. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Pray. Send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
What we call you. You were born in a
mind blowing. Jesus, Jesus, what a wonderful name. Brand of Heaven by Fran Hammer, one of my favorite songs.
Oh my
it
God,
speaks
yes.
so much volume by itself.
Yes,
people don't understand. Some music says it all. You don't have to open your mouth and say nothing. Just play the music and everything else will follow. The floor is yours, Prophetess.
I also want to share for those who are going through loss of loved ones. When you are in the will of God and you have that friend in Jesus, I went through a loss 2016 of my mother, then my son 5 months, 3 days later. And I'm going to tell you something. When you stick with God and you pray, he prepares you for a lot of stuff. Before they passed away, I cried for 2 weeks. God prepared me for it. And even though it occurred, it still hurt, but God. My son was 28 years old. He was a believer in God. My son was diagnosed with Friedreich's ataxia. It attacks the muscles and the nerves in the body. But one thing I'm going to tell you about my son, he can quote some scripture. He knew God for himself. And that's what I'm talking about. Your children's children will be blessed. He was my only son, my firstborn. He encouraged you despite what he was going through in his body. He never complained. He always praised God. He kept the word of God on his TV at all times. He learned scripture, and when you would be talking to him, you think you come there with your head down and feel sorry for him. He don't let you feel sorry for him. He said, I don't blame God. He said, I don't blame my mama. He said, but I thank God. To God be the glory. And he always encouraged. When it came time for him to go, he let me know that he was going. But before he let me know he was going, my middle daughter was there at the hospital with him. And I got stopped at the train track. While I'm sitting there, God showed me a vision of my child in a white casket, red suit, and white hat, letting him know that he's going to take him. It hurt it, but I said, Lord, your will be done. And I got to the hospital and talked to my son, and he said, you know, Mom, I decided you want to do hospice, right? He said, yes. And I explained to him, I said, no, you want to go? You want to go be with Granny in heaven? He said, yes. And then I described to him about what I saw in the vision. His eyes got big. I said, yes, God told me. I want you to know that I love you, son. I am no more prouder than what I could be right now. I'm grateful and thankful that you let me know that you was going to go. I mean, we got parents out here that have lost their children, just got snatched from them, as I would say, and took them away with not being prepared, not even knowing. I said, but I thank God for the opportunity that he let me know ahead of time. I thank God for watching out for me and for my life, for my son. If I could be proud of anything, it was because I'm proud of the relationship that my God had with God for himself. And he planned out his funeral and everything, and he went away just like that. God for everything. But there was a time I was told that, and God encouraged me that. But let me tell you, sometimes God tells you things, and you accept it, then you don't accept it. You go on to deny it. You try to hide. My third grandbaby, not even two, but she was fluent in speaking. She was advanced, and that's Jocelyn. I went in and I told my kids, because I ain't too long, I lost my mom. I'm kind of grieving. I'm like, I'm going to go soak in the tub, watch the kids. And that Jocelyn told my daughter, I need to go talk to Nana. I'm sitting in the tub, I'm soaking, I'm talking to God. She comes, sits on that tub, and she says, Nan, I need to talk to you. Ooh, Lord. And she said, Nana, Uncle Johnny, phone going to ring. I'm so sorry, but he not going to wake up. And she put her head down, kept shaking her head. I could not say nothing. And I'm like, oh, my God, out the mouth of babes. That baby left out that room. Out the bathroom, I got myself together, laid down. 2 weeks later, she looked at me, Nana, remember what I told you. So enough, when I got the call, that day was so dark and gloomy to me. I was dropping my daughter off to be a re-election judge. And while I was coming back in the car, I felt that thing. And I began to pray. And I said, God, I love my son. And I know he wants to go. And I got to let him go. But, Lord, don't let my child suffer. If you're going to take him, please go ahead and take him. He's my heart. Oh, God, I love that boy. Oh, my God, that same son changed my life. Being a mother, it made me come back to reality. It made me come back to God because of that boy right there. He was my only son, and I loved him so much. But if he's going to be with God, I know he would be in better hands. And I asked God to take him if you got to take him. I got home. I parked the car. It was still dark because it was early in the morning, and I sat in the car. And just like my grandbaby said, I got that phone call and said he had passed. But I want you to know that no matter what you're going through, losing a loved one, losing a job, oh, my God, it's not easy. But God has a Holy Ghost as that comforter. I remember every good thing about my child. I thank God that he knew God, and I know where he is, and he's all right. I have my mamas that I miss, but at the same time, I still thank God because God gives me comfort, and he gives me peace. I want to intercede in prayer because that's one of the gifts that God gave me as an intercessor. Lord God, I come before you again, humble as I know how, but boldly to the throne of grace, Lord. I'm interceding for those that are listening in, oh God, that may be going through because we all go through things. But God, I pray that you will give them comfort, wisdom, and peace, God, in every area of their lives, oh God. I pray, God, that you will show up and show out. God, I pray that you remove all confusion because you're not the author of confusion. I pray, oh God, they will call on the name of Jesus and they will be saved. I pray, oh God, that them that lack wisdom, that you will give them wisdom. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you, oh God, will step into every situation. Those that's crying out for their children. Those that are crying out for their father and their mother. Those that are sick among us, God, you said by our stripes that we are healed. I pray for healing, oh God. I pray for peace. Lord, I pray for your presence and your love, oh God, to be with your people on today, Lord. I pray for those that are afflicted in their body. Oh God, I pray for healing. I pray that you will touch them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. In the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, as you do, get the glory out of this. God, we need you. We call on that name that's above every name, and that name is Jesus. He kanashande, he nananabosa, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, destroy every yoke of the enemy, everything that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus against you. You have no authority. You have it not in the name of Jesus. Heal your people's mind. Heal their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Heal their bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those that lack, God, even in finances, oh God, meet the need right now in the name of Jesus. Those that they are being held up, oh God, that needs to be overflowing to do your kingdom work. Those that need money to pay their bills. Those that need money just to live, God, I plead the blood of Jesus that you release finances their way. And when you release the finances their way, oh God, that you will give them wisdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for the women, the grandmothers that's raising their grandchildren. God, give them the resources they need to take care of their grandchildren. Lord, give them strength. Give them encouragement. Give them wisdom, oh God. Give them help, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Allow people to come into their lives to help them with them grandchildren, oh God. People that will encourage them. People that will help meet the needs of that household, that grandmother or that single mother that's living off of one check, trying to make it and here Brother Gabe, don't cut them off. Don't give them food, Link God. Oh, God, make provision for them, oh, God, that they lack nothing and that they will give you the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, give them wisdom on what to cook to be able to stretch that food out. In the name of Jesus, give them wisdom on where to go and how to save and to buy, Lord. Let them be able to take care of it all. Bless them to be able to bless it to someone else. Bless them to encourage others in the name of Jesus. Allow them to be able to stack their money. Also, in the name of Jesus, be able to give them to be faithful and consistent to your kingdom and paying their tithes, paying their bills, being a blessing to someone and stack that money. Give them wisdom on where to go and what to do. Lord, supply, God, every need. Hallelujah. We believe in you for everything, oh God. You are everything. You are all in all. Without you, we are nothing. We pray for those that God that's lost in this world, that they will be found in the name of Jesus. We lift up the name of Jesus for all men, women, and children to be drawn on you to be saved, oh God. Once you save them, oh God, I pray that they will receive the Holy Spirit. I pray, oh God, that they will receive your word, oh God, and they will go forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we plead the blood of Jesus right now, God, in the name of Jesus, because God, I know you're married to the backside, oh God. Bring the prodigal son and the prodigal daughter back home, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Clothe in their right mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Clothe in their right heart, receiving the acceptance of you, oh God, and of your Holy Spirit. Spirit, in the name of Jesus, be with our children, even though they're incarcerated while they're behind bars, God. Be with our children, oh God, and our family members, oh God. Those that don't know you, those that forgot all about you, God. Put them in the vicinity of the right people that would encourage them and bring them back home, right, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, be with mothers, be with wives, God, all over the world. Be with aunties, oh God. Be with grandmothers all over the world, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, be with single women and college women and women that's in corporate, all the way down to the women that clean homes and clean offices. Be with the entrepreneur, Lord. Be with the women that's giving up. Be with the battered woman that's being abused, God. Oh, God, save that woman from being battered and abused, whether it's verbally or physically, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, let her feel your love and your presence. In the name of Jesus, save her from that situation. Even save her from the one that is accusing her of false things. Save her for the one that's abusing her. I pray for their soul salvation and their relationship with you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, be with your people all over the world. The sacrifices of hiding you and serving you in secret, reward them openly, God, that they will not want or need for nothing. I seal it in the name of Jesus. I seal this day in the name of Jesus. He My women of God, be thou encouraged and believe in God. And receive what God has for you. And know that God has not forgotten about you. Seek him early. Seek him while he can be found. And you will know him for yourself. And you will realize and know that we can do nothing without him. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Ooh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for tuning in. Don't forget to tune in for Man Up Monday when Chief Apostle will be on. Just get ready because God is on the move. You're not by yourself. Keep holding on to his loving hands. Hope you guys have a blessed, phenomenal week and know that God loves you and so do we. Remember, I'm going to leave you three keys. First, get you a Bible. Find your church home. And make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but they are walking the word. This is very critical in this new walk. Romans 10:9 states, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You don't have to say anything else, but God, forgive me and I'm ready. Yes, they emphasize on the sinner's prayer, and that's fine. But hear me, hear me well. You can talk to the Lord just like I'm talking to you. Remember, you can always visit us at 6705 Haight Street, Houston, Texas, 77028. Remember, the number is 346-419-2526. Have a blessed, phenomenal day.
I was sitting in the kitchen, and I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? I have all these responsibilities, all this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do, and still you took 2 steps forward, and you took 5 steps back, and you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it, and then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good, Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good. Lift your voice. Come on, tell them today.
You've been so good to me.
Let's go right here. Everybody lift up your voice.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. You've been better.
Because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough.
Somebody say, even if I
even
tried,
if
it wouldn't
I
work.
Try, God,
you've been
so good
to me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah to your name, God. Come on, lift up those voices and declare today.
I owe you my life.
was sitting over the dishes with tears in my eyes. And I had to declare out of the hard place that you've still been better. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loose my shackles and how you set me free. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way, Shekel, when there was no way, oh God. You made a way. Cause you've been so good. Come on, lift it up. You've been so good. Oh. Right there, right there. Let them hear your heart in that tonight. You've been so good. When I almost lost my mind, you've been so good. When the enemy came in like a flood, you've been so good. Everybody lift your voice, say, so good. You've been better than good to me. Oh, you've been better.